USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. President Biden says he's confident a deal can be reached on the debt ceiling. The president at the G7 summit in Hiroshima said he's not at all concerned about the talks with Republican leaders, which stopped and then restarted on Friday with no progress. Biden says he still believes something will get done to avoid a default. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has warned the U.S. could default as soon as June 1st if Congress does not raise the debt ceiling. The list of Republican candidates for president is getting longer. After launching a presidential exploratory committee last month, Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina has filed a run for president in 2024. Scott is expected to make an official announcement on Monday. The GOP field includes former President Donald Trump, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson. Basketball fans cheer on Brittany Griner in her WNBA return.
Look at Brittany Griner, just ear to ear. Joy and jubilation etched across her countenance tonight.
The 32-year-old Griner kicked off her 10th season with the Phoenix Mercury Friday night with a game against the Los Angeles Sparks. The entire crowd at the Crypto.com arena broke out in cheers when Griner was introduced, including Vice President Kamala Harris, who was in the stands. Griner had spent 10 months in prison in Russia for alleged drug smuggling and was released last December in a prisoner swap. On Friday, she scored 18 points, grabbed 6 rebounds, and had 2 assists. The Sparks came out on top, 94-71. I'm Karen Sloan.
The NFL is remembering Jim Brown following news of his death. The Hall of Famer retired after 9 years with the Browns, rushed for 12,000 yards in his career along with 106 rushing touchdowns. He was 87 years old. This is USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Nebraska lawmakers are passing a 12-week abortion ban and restricting gender-affirming health care for people under the age of 19.
After a vote of 33-15, the bill is poised to become law, as Republican Governor Jim Pillen said he looks forward to signing it upon final passage. The measure would make it illegal for medical providers to perform an abortion after 12 weeks of pregnancy, with exceptions for rape, incest, and undefined medical emergencies. It also bans a large number of medical treatments that fall under the umbrella of gender-affirming care, including hormone treatments and puberty blockers. I'm Brian Shook.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz signs a historic gun safety bill into law.
If anyone in America doubts that we are going to do everything to protect our children, I said, watch us.
The legislation puts in place new gun control measures like universal background checks and so-called red flag laws. Jimmy Buffett is on the mend after being hospitalized in Boston. And warned fans, growing old is not for sissies.
The Margaritaville singer, who's 76, said in a letter shared to Twitter that he'd been admitted to the hospital after a checkup to address some issues that needed immediate attention and would have to reschedule his show in Charleston, South Carolina. He ended his Twitter letter with the words, "Not yet." I'm Corey Myers.
I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.